guys. Welcome to my next mini movie review. Today's review is about Lake Placid Legacy. It's been a while since I've seen a Lake Placid movie, and when I saw that this was coming onto Sci-Fi, again, it was like kind of with Jeepers Creepers 3, it was like a last minute thing where I just happened to see it, and it was like, oh, it's coming on in like 2 hours, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'll tape that. So I set to tape that, and I'm getting ready to watch Lake Placid Legacy. I love the first one. The first Lake Placid, it's probably one of my top creature movies. I know it's not perfect, but it's funny, and it's pretty, like, where they're at, and the cow doesn't die, and Betty White is amazing in it, and there's some good kills, and everyone's, it's a fun movie. Unfortunately, this is the sixth installment of the Lake Placid series. Why we need six of them, I don't know. I think I've seen maybe one or two of the other extensions. I probably saw the second one. I do know that a lot of them are like made for TV, as this one is, and have a lot of CGI where you can really tell that the crocodile is not there, and this person's just kicking their leg around while they throw, you know, corn syrup blood all over them or whatever, you know, or even CGI blood. Like, usually it's just like, you can really tell, you know. So Lake Placid Legacy, I'm getting ready to watch it here. It just came out 2018. It was an American made-for-TV horror film. We'll see about that. But it's directed by Daryl Root and stars Catherine Barrell, Tim Rosen, Cy Bennett, and Joe Pantoliano. They always usually have to get some sort of star in there. There's been multiple ones. I believe Robert Englund was in a one or two. I think Thomas Jane might have been in one or two of the sequels. But this just premiered on Sci-Fi on May 28th, so not too long ago. So we will see how it's going. I'm not super, I'm excited kind of just because I'm like, oh my gosh, the sixth one, what are they going to do? But I'm not like super hopeful that it's going to be great. But it had decent, I think it had like a 6.4 or something on IMDb so far. So I'm like, I don't know, maybe they went more practical again this time. So we'll see. Apparently it was shot in South Africa in December of 2017, it says here on Wikipedia, so maybe it'll have a little more realism to it, which will be nice. It looks like here the plot is just a rough plot. Usually Wikipedia goes pretty deep into it, or whoever will write up the thing. But I guess because this movie's fairly new, the plot's not super involved. Basically the plot here, it looks like a group of some explorers find a secret area that's not on any map or any GPS. I'm assuming they're in South Africa. Maybe not. Maybe they're just shooting in South Africa. We'll find out. But when they get to this lake where it's in the secret area, they reach the center and they find this facility that has a large predator in it, in the center of the lake. I don't know if it's on an island on the lake. We'll see. Maybe it's down in the water of the lake, underneath the lake. I don't know. This movie was preceded by Lake Placid versus Anaconda, because that's where this movie went to. Number 5 was a fight between them. You know what? Let's find out real quick. I'm going to find out all the names here for this one. Okay, so we got Lake Placid 1. That came out in 1999 with it says a abnormally large saltwater crocodile. Again, great movie. I was also like 13 or something when that came out, so that's probably why I loved it too, because it was just really fun. I still enjoy watching it. It's fun for me. I believe I own it. It's a really good time. Or just put it on with friends. Good time. Then you got Lake Placid 2 that didn't even come out till 2007. So it was an 8-year gap. Then they're like, that was fun. Let's do it again. So they did Lake Placid 3 in 2010. Lake Placid the Final Chapter, which apparently is a lie, in 2012. Because in 2015 they made Lake Placid versus Anaconda. And then now they have Lake Placid Legacy, which is what I'm going to rewatch. So I'm going to go check that out and see how it is, and I'll come back and let you know. All right, let's do Lake Placid Legacy. Okay, so I watched the movie. Guys, it's not that great. I mean, it was a movie. They made a movie. They tried. I mean, it was fine. It wasn't good. For a sixth one, I mean, it wasn't horrible for a sixth one in a series, but they did try to, like, I don't know, the people tried, like the actors, they were trying, but the plot really left a lot to be desired, and it just wasn't good. So let's get into it. I don't know what parts were in South Africa, because they were supposed to be in Maine. So I don't know what they shot in South Africa, whatever they were saying on Wikipedia in the first half of this that I mentioned. It looked like they were right back in Maine. It did look a lot like the similar to the place that they were in the very first movie. But basically, these people who are, they're not really explorers. They're more like civil rights or like environmental activists. They go to different places and kind of stir up different companies that are treating the environment wrong and like put them on blast anonymously to kind of get people's attention about what's going on. And so it's this group of men and women, and they just got done doing like a really big, like number 32 or something on their big stint of doing this stuff with companies, and they were mostly going to retire. And then they get this video from a like-minded individual that they kind of compete with, who had a tip about a research facility, I guess in Maine, that had shut down, or at least they thought it did, and there was like some government experiments, and it's always, you know, some biopharmaceutical company doing things and trying to keep it hush hush and making millions of dollars kind of things. I want to say they named the company, it was like Biopharmaco, and I'm like, all right, fine. Like, I'm like, okay. So they take up this offer because they're supposed to maybe get $100,000 if they can get proof that this company existed. And they go and they break into, like, they drive out to Maine and they break out into this facility. And I mean, the people were fine. You know, everyone had a little bit of a quip. One guy was a little too dramatic and like quick to just leave people behind. And then one woman was completely useless because she just lost it whenever things went bad. And then her sister is also in the same thing. So it was like this pair of sisters. And then the one sister who wasn't useless had a boyfriend who was also in the group. And it was just like, I mean, they were fine, you know. And then they have these two people take them out there and stuff, and on a boat, like a little rubber dinghy thing with a motor on it. So they get out, and so after they break in through this fence, they have to go across the river to the middle of this lake. And there's like a small island in the middle of the lake kind of thing. So they get off the dock at the dock there. And the one lady, she used to be like in the Marines. And then there's like a boat guy. And they said they'll give them like a half hour to look around because they don't want to be busted for like breaking and entering. And they're not supposed to be there. And so the people are like, okay, fine. So they go and they're looking for the guy who sent them the video that wanting them to meet him up there. And then they find this campsite and everything's all messed up. And so far you haven't really seen anything about the crocodile, but you've seen like, you know, the campsite's all messed up and everyone's looking around, and they figure out what company, this Biopharmaco or whatever, that's been doing a lot of testing and had to like hide away from people. And apparently they have this like underground facility on this island with like a bunch of tunnels and stuff, and everyone's gone. And so it's supposedly shut down. But like right away I noticed, I don't know, it comes to play later. I'll make this quick. But it comes to play later. There's not a bulldozer, but like a claw. It's not like a backhoe. It's like a front hoe. And when they see it, like in this construction site area, it's completely, the claw part is like open. Like it's not double though. It's just like a single scooper. And the scooper is kind of like pushed up towards the air a little. Like in a position that you wouldn't normally leave it if you were going to leave a construction site. And I'm like, why is that open? And then they like kind of showed it and make it seem like it looked like a crocodile foot, but then apparently it comes to play later. So basically they start finding like body parts and different signs of a struggle on a video that some stuff went wrong, and they want to get out of there. And so they run back to the dock, and by then I guess the gator's been on, or the crocodile's been onto him. He kills one of the boat guys. They all freak out because they know something's there. They end up having to rush back down through the tunnels. You get to see a little bit of the crocodile here. It's mostly, a lot of it's done in shadow or like in darkness. And it's not bad looking, but I mean, it's definitely CGI. You catch a couple glimpses of it, and it's not too bad. But like in some of the gore, it's not too bad either. One guy's up in a tree, half eaten. I don't know how he got way up there, but it was a neat scene. And then, you know, stuff like that. So they're trying to get down to this tunnel and figure out a way out and get a hold of a radio, and they get split up. And other people die, and, you know, you keep seeing the crocodile, and it's really big. But you, like I said, you just keep seeing kind of bits and pieces. And this goes on for a while, and you find out about the company and that they've just been doing research on animals and things like that. Eventually, they find the guy they were looking for. They thought maybe he was dead. And he is there with a guy named Henderson. That's the guy that's played by Joe Pantoliano, who also, in case you didn't realize, is tied with the Tales from the Crypt show. He was actually in Dig That Cat, He's Real Gone, which I think is, I believe is season 1, episode 3. He plays Ulrich the Undying, so that's kind of fun. But in this one, he plays the guy who kind of was tricking the other competition guy who got them there. He was kind of tricking them into bringing him there and documenting all of it. And I think what he was wanting to do was capture or at least get some DNA off of this gator for the company or off the crocodile for the company. And he's in and out for a couple minutes towards the end of the movie. He ends up dying. But, you know, they figure out what's going on and that it was kind of a setup. They shouldn't be there. And you finally get like a good front view of the gator when it's swimming through the water. And I look at the time and really there's like 15 minutes left. And I'm like, okay. I see it swimming and it's so bad. I even said out loud, I was like, oh no, it does not look good. He's swimming through, it's so bad. And I'm like, okay, fine. It's almost over. They do a lot of dark scenes again, which don't look too bad. The music at the end's kind of neat. It was a little creepy, like him kind of sneaking up and stuff on him. But basically everyone dies. The pair of sisters get out. Boyfriend of the one sister sacrifices himself kind of in a dumb way. I don't know. Again, like this movie didn't really keep my attention too much, but I tried paying attention, but it's fine to have on in the background, like to watch or something. And for a sixth movie in a series, it's not horrible. So the two sisters, they trap the gator. I don't know how. She gets back in that same bulldozer thing with the claw and traps and like pins it down, which it doesn't even look like it would be pinned down. It's not a double hand. It's not like a claw in a claw machine game. It's just on one side. So I don't know how it kept it down. Somehow it does. It pushes this huge hybrid gator. It's been hybridized with a like Mesozoic period crocodile, and it's super strong. It's got like glowing eyes, and there was a cool scene earlier with the eye that was kind of fun. I was like, oh, okay, even though the kill on that was really dumb. So she holds it down, and they like break open this tank that's full of fuel and pour it all over and then light it up, and they run and there's an explosion and all this stuff, and they're like, oh yay, now we got to get off the island. So they start to get into the lake to swim back to shore and figure out how to get out of there. I guess it's a long swim back. And right away, at first I was like, okay, there's still things in this lake, like snakes and things in this nighttime. Like, maybe you should just wait a second. And they made it seem like this crocodile was around a lot of places. So I'm like, of course there's probably more. So, I mean, this didn't get me at all. So then there's like a little like teaser at the end. They swim off into the lake. And then shortly behind them, you see like a little head with like little blue glowing eyes or something come up. And it's supposed to be another one. And it goes back down in the water and then it ends. And you're like, oh, okay. So I guess they don't make it off the island. I mean, if you like the series, check it out. But I'm going to rate it, let's go with the rescue flares. So like those little red flares or whatever that light up. I'm going to give this out of 10 rescue flares a 3.5 rescue flares. It was a movie. It was somewhat entertaining. Visually, it wasn't that great. Plot wasn't that great. Pretty predictable. But I mean, for the sixth in the series, it was, you know, if you're into the whole legacy of this six-parter, then go ahead. But really, if you want to have fun, go watch the first one. So for Lake Placid Legacy, I give it 3.5 rescue flares out of 10. So take that what you will. And if you want to check it out, go ahead. Cool. It's really probably not worth your time, but you know, it could be fun to have in the background maybe for something. But all right, so that was my mini movie review for Lake Placid Legacy. Thank you for listening.